scheduled from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. We only have four bills. My hope is that it does not take that long. Hoping to be able to push some of this out before session and try to be done. First item on the agenda is roll call.
Congresswoman Whitehorn. Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present. Next item on the agenda is prayer. Congressman Big Horse, could you please give us a prayer?
Sure.
That's Wakanda. Wakanda is Yuki. Wakanda is Yuki Ina. Wakakombra. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we come to you this beautiful morning, dear God, Heavenly Father, and we just, in a humble manner, we just give you all the praise and glory, dear God, Heavenly Father. And dear God, Heavenly Father, as we go throughout this day, in and out of meetings, dear God, Heavenly Father, we just ask that you be in our midst and help us and guide us, dear Lord, Heavenly Father. And dear Lord, Heavenly Father, again, I just ask that you look down upon our elders and our little ones and there again, those that are displaced, dear God, Heavenly Father, they don't have a roof over their head. They don't have a meal today, dear God, Heavenly Father. Just ask that you bless those people and help them. Ask all these things in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. I'd also like the minutes to reflect that Treasurer Littleton is here with us this morning. Thank you, Treasurer Littleton, for being down here so early with us. And Director Johnson is also here. Chair will entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the meeting on September 16th.
So moved.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, the minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda is ONCA 1968. And the author, I'll turn the chair over to Congressman Walker.
ONCA 1968 is an act to authorize and appropriate $135,000 to the Capital Asset Fund equipment purchases and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsored is Congressman Potts. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. From the minutes yesterday, it looks like we did amend this. However, at the table, we discussed about, just for cleanup purposes, putting it into a committee sub. My apologies. Because the amendment was made in a little bit different manner, so at this time, I do have, or would like to make a motion to adopt the committee substitute.
Motion by Congressman Potts made the motion to adopt the committee substitute. Was that a second, Congresswoman Edwards?
Oh, okay.
Can it be?
Sorry, it can be.
Okay. With a second, discussion?
Discussion.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The bill's before you. Simple layout with equipment acquisition being a total of $210,000. Broken out as law enforcement vehicles, the attorney general vehicle, and membership card engraver. Each of those three were discussed yesterday in our committee and looks a little bit neater than the amendment would have made it look.
Any more discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. The committee substitute has been adopted. Congresswoman Edwards.
Is there another bill that appropriates funds to the capital asset fund?
No. Not to my knowledge.
Congresswoman Lemon's bill, where does that go?
That's the Property Improvement Fund.
Okay. Confused. These different funds.
Anyone have any questions or comments regarding the bill? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes, so we made the amendment yesterday. There was some discussion among legislative council that the amendment wasn't exactly clear as to what to delete. So instead, we adopted it by committee sub, so it's much neater than the amendment would have made it. Same thing the amendments would have done, but we inserted a new table instead of deleting a lot of the old table.
Congresswoman Edwards.
I hope you didn't cover this yesterday. Those, the law enforcement vehicles are the regular rotation of vehicles that we adopted a year or so ago.
Yes.
Does the Attorney General have a vehicle?
Attorney General's investigator has a vehicle. So if we need to say Attorney General investigator vehicle.
No, I'm just, they have one vehicle.
Yes.
And this is replacing that vehicle.
The investigator assigned to the Attorney General has one vehicle, and that is also up. The amendment was made out of the Attorney General's budget to be placed into the capital asset budget.
Right. Okay. Clear.
Any more discussion? Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to report ONCA 1968 to the Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
As a committee substitute.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Motion passes, and ONCA 1968 is reported to Congress with a due pass recommendation as a committee substitute. Congressman Potts, I'll just go ahead and, oh, there's Congresswoman Lemon.
Do we want to give her a minute and go ahead and do 1987?
Without objection, let's move to agenda item 7, excuse me, which is ONCA 1987. An act to authorize and appropriate $180,000 to the Osage Nation Foundation to be administered and distributed as donations and arts matching grants, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. ONCA 1987 is consistent with the two previous fiscal years that I'm aware of, ONCA 16-121 and 17-115. The big difference being ONCA 1987 pulls this money from the retained revenue fund, so it will not have an impact on the total projected revenue available for appropriation during this legislative session. But 1987 is $100,000 or $180,000 for the arts matching grant and any grant donations that the Osage Nation Foundation makes. One of the most recent successes of the foundation was the Voices of the Drum exhibit that many of us were able to visit up on the hill. Beautiful artwork by many Osage artists, and excited about the work that the foundation's doing and ready to see it move forward.
Any questions or comments from the committee? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I don't have a microphone, but at this point, I believe at this point, I believe that we're maybe seeing some light come through underneath the appropriations requested out of the general fund. So has the sponsor considered maybe shifting the source of revenue to the general fund and the treasury? I would support that more than bringing this out of the retained revenue fund. I don't know. I know we've done it in the past, but just personally, I like to not appropriate out of the retained revenue fund. It takes a supermajority vote. So that was a question to the sponsor, if he's able to respond.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Currently, right now, you're $1.2 million over projected revenue in the general fund, and you have a surplus of over $1 million out of retained revenue. I would rather have the money come out of retained revenue at this point so that there's no chance of this being held up.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Wasn't this just an oversight that it didn't get included in the regular executive branch requests?
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I can't speak to that. I know that it was not included in the executive branch submission on July 13th.
Well, I have some emails that say it was just an oversight, so I think I agree with Congresswoman Whitehorn that it, not that we're going to not eat up the whole retained revenue fund too, but I mean, it ought to stand to me in the same light as the other annual appropriations, which means it needs to have just a regular majority vote to pass.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Open to an amendment. I think it should come out of retained revenue. It's just, even on some of the models that we're running, it's very tight. So for the assurance of availability of funds, I believe it should stay in retained revenue.
Chairman.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I'm going to shift away from that line of conversation and also ask the sponsor, not exactly about this bill, but very much relating to this bill. We have a board that makes the decisions to administer these grants that we're appropriating. It's my understanding that that board doesn't have a stipend request from the executive branch submission. If we don't have a board to administer it, or they're not requested funds, can you speak to that?
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I can. We have received official communication from the Treasury, or I believe from executive staff, regarding the request for the stipends. It's my intent to amend that into ONCA 1977.
Thank you.
This body is just not considered 1977 in a way that would be conducive to those amendments at this time.
Thank you.
Congresswoman Edwards.
ONCA 1987, page 1, line 26, 32. Is that all? Can you? And 37. Strike retained revenue and insert general fund.
Second.
Sorry. Insert general.
Second again.
We have a motion and a second. Motion in order, Madam Clerk.
Yes.
Any discussion? Let's have a roll call vote.
Congressman Big Horse?
No.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
No.
Congresswoman Stabler?
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
No.
Okay, the motion fails. excuse me, Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to report ONCA 1987 to the Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Okay. ONCA 1987 is reported out. Let's move on to ONCA 1988, an act to authorize an appropriate. Congressman Potts, is that what you had your hand up
yes.
for a minute ago? Okay, sorry. ONCA 1988 is an act to authorize and appropriate $20,000 to the Regional Gathering Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Potts is the sponsor. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Consistent with previous fiscal years, 1808 was $30,000, 1834 was $25,000, and 1647 was $11,000. This, too, was not included in the executive branch submission that came over on July 13th. Simple bill for $20,000 to the Regional Gathering Fund, which is a revolving fund. So even if there is excess funding there, it's a revolving fund. It will continue to stay there. So,
Congresswoman Edwards.
So why did you choose to take this one out of the general fund rather than the retained revenue fund?
Because $20,000 is less than $180,000.
Any more discussion? Comments? Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Move to report ONCA 1988 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Okay, ONCA 1988 is reported to Congress with a due pass recommendation. Congressman Potts, I'll hand the chair back to you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. At this time, I'd like to consider ONCA 1986, an act to authorize and appropriate $700,000 to the Property Improvement Fund from the General Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Lemon. Congressman Lemon, you have the floor.
Good morning, and I appreciate you giving me a few minutes to get prepared. I left my homework at home, and I do apologize. So ONCA 1986 was a request from the executive branch for an appropriation, and we do have Treasurer Littleton and Director of Operations here. We also just received some more support documentation from Mr. Littleton. I believe they passed that out to you just a few moments ago. And if it would be okay with you, Mr. Chair, could Mr. Littleton and Director of Operations weigh in on the support documentation?
You have the floor.
Thank you. To explain this real quick, got to go back a little bit in history. So we'll go back to June, special session, when the Commercial Property Fund existed. And it turned into the Property Improvement Fund, and there was the Capital Asset Fund, and the Commercial Property Fund went away. At the time, the audit was still ongoing. We had a rough guess of how much was in the Commercial Property Fund, but not an exact number. And if you recall, at the time, we needed immediately $455,000 with which to conduct some repairs and things at around the nation. About a week and a half after special session was over, the audit became clear, and we found that the Commercial Property Fund contained more money than what we previously thought. And if you go back and look at that legislation, any money left in the Commercial Property Fund reverted back to the General Fund. So what we would like is the old commercial property dollars that were earned in commercial property that went into the General Fund to be put into the Property Improvement Fund, which took the place of the Commercial Property Fund, if that makes any sense to anyone. And it's in the amount of, according to the Treasurer's letter, the $1,030,713.74. We had previously estimated it was going to be around $700,000, but you know, as we all know, the Commercial Property Fund continued to earn income. So that's what we're talking about. If I need to explain it, I know it's kind of confusing, but.
Got Treasurer Littleton and then Congresswoman Whitehorn.
There were some projects that Director of Operations was trying to take care of immediately. And if you remember, that legislation said that on August 1, the fund went away. And trying to schedule that work along with all the other things that were going on, he just didn't. So part of the extra money that resident in there at the date of expiration was because some of the projects couldn't be done in time. And if you've ever worked with contractors, not like we were hiding it in the shelf or anything. I think I've expressed that to several members of Congress that that money was there. So if you need any other clarification, that's, I'm sure Director Johnson or I can help you.
Congresswoman Whitehorn and then Congresswoman Edwards.
I know that we get a quarterly report on our funds. So this was formerly out of the commercial property fund, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
So I'm curious to know, do we have that document that we can see what the last amount was reported in that fund before it was dissolved? I believe that fund dissolved August 1. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Also, I have curiosity questions about what is hunting grazing filing fee. It's showing a revenue source of $20,959 on this support documents that I'm looking.
Say the question again.
Do you have the documents?
Yes, ma'am.
In the revenue portion? It says hunting grazing filing fee. I'm curious to know what that is. It's showing it as a revenue source.
Those are hunting and grazing leases.
Well, above it also has one for program 20,000. You've designated them separate. So what's the difference in the $20,088 and the $23,959? I'm just curious. It's confusing to me.
That's a good question, and one better answered by the real estate director. I don't know the details of it as well as she does.
Which? I know that we don't. We don't collect income on that. Okay. Well, it's just an oddity. What the filing fee is. So if you could find out that information for me, just so I'll know in the future when I look at it what that is, because I don't right now.
I could give you a real good guess, but I'm not going to.
Don't guess. Just find out from the person that knows and let me know, because I'm interested in knowing.
Will do.
Thank you.
Congresswoman Edwards.
So do we have a signed document that indicates that this is the approved budget for this proposal? Because what I have is something that says director, coordinator, self-governance officer, and program accountant. Not signed by anybody.
If you will look, that you have two of those. These are drafts. The first one is with the $455,000 that was appropriated into the Property Improvement Fund. That is what is currently in the Property Improvement Fund. So this is a proposed budget to conduct the operations that we currently have. $50,000 for A&E at the airpark. I can't remember off the top of my head, but I believe it's like $255,000 at the Heritage Center, and it'll come to me. Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't. It's, hang on. It's separate repairs. They're just multiple different repairs that have to get done. Anyway, that's what the original property improvement fund request was for. And then and it has listed down in the expenses all of the things that have to be done throughout the nation, and you'll see that there is a deficit of $1.1 million. The next proposed budget includes, and it's an incorrect number now, but it would include the $1,030,000, and our deficit would only be $113,000. So we submitted both of these as supporting documents, along with a list of different projects that have to be completed for repairs on all of our buildings. Now, we know we can't do all of them. We have to prioritize them. We also have to pay property taxes and anything else that may break down, especially in a commercial property. So, you know, we're going to have to take these individually, a couple at a time. We can't do them all at once. We realize that. So that's what these are. These are proposed budgets. Given what we have right now in the property improvement fund and what we would like to have in the property improvement fund. And the reason we did this is so, you know, the Congress could see how much we really have to get done around here.
Congressman Edwards for a follow-up.
So my question is there a signed budget for the proposal for this bill?
Again, these are draft budgets. I can sign it right now.
Well, I think I just heard you say that the first one is not really what and doesn't add up to what the request is in the appropriation, right?
Yes, in fiscal year 19, $455,000. So we're not going to get anything completed or done until fiscal year 20. So that's 459, and that would be the budget.
Mr. Johnson, I'm looking for a budget for $700,000.
I think the point of clarification is that they're saying the $700,000 now needs to be $1,030,713. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
So to further clarify, we don't have a budget that includes that amount. What I'm looking at is that second budget of $1,046,534. So the enacting legislation of the Property Improvement Fund in 1950, Section 3G is appropriation request for capital funding shall be accompanied by a detailed budget to include expenditure allocations directed to commercial property and to Osage Nation property in each category of authorized expenditure. I think before I'm comfortable moving forward with it, I need to see that budget. That accompanied by a detailed budget. We're close. I appreciate that. I know that it's a moving target, but we have the number confirmed by the treasurer at this point, presumably after the audit. We're ready to go with this number, but we need to know how best, we need that detailed budget of how it's going to be spent. I had one question that I know Congresswoman Stabler had a question as well. One of the main concerns when we enacted ONCA 1950 to establish the Property Improvement Fund was that we weren't going to use commercial money to renovate, repair, replace government buildings because the commercial revenue was needed to maintain the commercial bottom line. And what I'm looking at optimistically saying that the Virginia apartments and the railroad right of way is commercial property. The only other one is Osage Nation Ranch. So that's 18 out of 20 items on here are commercial property that we're anticipating to fix up, renovate, repair. So I think that what we all said at this table and said commercial money needs to be spent on commercial buildings is not what we see reflected in the budget request right now. Can anyone speak to that? Treasurer Littleton?
You probably correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought the problem with the commercial property fund was limited expenditures. I thought the main problem with the commercial property fund was it limited the expenditures of the fund on properties that had third-party leasing then. And from my understanding, the new PIF, Property Improvement Fund, was to allow us to spend money not only on those commercial buildings, but also on any other building that needed some sort of maintenance, even if we were the tenant. Now, that's my understanding. So did I misunderstand what you said?
No, and I think that is the proper understanding. That was the issue with commercial property. That's why we made these amendments. But around this table, I also believe our main concern in doing that was that revenue would be taken from our commercial operations and only be utilized to fix up, renovate, improve government buildings, and that somehow commercial buildings might be neglected. So if you can somehow speak to, we've already made improvements to commercial buildings, they're all ready to go, we don't need more improvements in our commercial buildings, because if we start to neglect that improvement, those upkeeps, then the bottom line of what's coming in from commercial leases takes a hit. Director Johnson.
As I stated previously, I know there's a lot of stuff on here, and I know that we have to prioritize everything. And yes, it's a lot of stuff. The intent was never to use the commercial property money to fix all the government buildings. We realize that we have commercial properties that we're going to have to maintain, which we do. And this was just another way to assist us without going into retained revenue, without going into, you know, the general fund and everything else, or capital asset, to assist us in doing some of the work. We were never intending to do all of the work with that money. We got lucky, or we didn't, with some of the insurance and FEMA through the floods. We're gonna get some of this stuff fixed with federal money. And those aren't shown here. We've taken them off because we know that that insurance money and that FEMA money is coming. But the fact remains that the nation is huge. We're spread out over the entirety of Osage County. We have many buildings that are not just commercial property. And currently we've been lucky that our commercial properties haven't had to have a lot of work on them. Now, we've had to do some work down at Oakley, some roof repair, sewer line, and other things like that. And we've done that with the commercial property fund. And we're well aware that that is the primary reason for, you know, that fund to exist. Now, you know, as far as it being third party, I mean, the BIA, that's a third party. We get lease revenue from the federal government for the BIA being in there. So one could argue that that's a piece of commercial property. You know, because it's not the nation paying for it, it's the federal government. But there are some other things that we need to look at to try to help prevent some of the loss that we did have, like the drainage down at Hominy, some of the drainage over here at down on that road by the cemetery. We've had to pay insurance twice on our managed assets and roads building because that road floods. So, you know, we're gonna assist the town of Pawhuska to try to repair some of the drainage so we're not taking on water again. That's about all the assurance I can give you is we understand what the fund, the primary reason for the fund, and we realize that, and This is just a way to assist us and
Congresswoman Stabler and Congresswoman Edwards.
A couple of little questions. You covered part of what I was wanting to talk about. I wanted to ask, what are the utilities? What utilities are you covering on this budget?
So there, we have some empty locations down at Oakley that, you know, you still got to pay the light bill, you still got to pay the gas bill, even if it's not running, you still incur some bills with them.
And my other question, in what we were just talking about, I see that there's a pavilion for the Osage Ranch, and we just passed a bill to pay for the fencing outside this fund. So I guess my question is, why wasn't the fencing put here, and what is the pavilion about? What is that?
Director Johnson.
The fencing was not our bill. The pavilion is a want, it's not a need. So, I mean, I don't mind taking the pavilion off.
Chairman.
I follow up to that real quick, and then I've got Congresswoman Edwards and then Congresswoman Whitehorn. What's the want? What would it do? Is it just, what is the want? You said it's a want, not a need. What would it be?
The pavilion is a want. I mean, that's...
I guess I'm asking, why do you want it?
Say again?
Why do you want it?
There has been a lot of discussion between the ranch board and the executive branch about making, and I can't remember the name of Texaco Pond, I think, a location for kids and veterans, like fishing park, and the ranch would like a pavilion out there, you know, so folks can go out and have picnics and, you know, family gatherings or whatever, and then take the kids and stuff fishing.
Okay, thank you. Got Congresswoman Edwards and Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I'd like you to speak to the request for office space for social services for $300,000.
Director Johnson.
That one, I don't know why it's still on here. Again, that was a want. That needs to go away.
Congresswoman Whitehorn, and then I've got Congressman Walker.
Which leads me to a question about the, and I don't have the legislation up to form the PIF. Yeah.
1950.
But Treasurer Littleton, this question is specifically for you. And I'm going to springboard off the questioning about the pavilion that's requested. Not that I think that's a bad idea, but in your mind, as our treasurer, is there any designation between a capital improvement and a capital asset as it goes to building a new structure or repairing an old structure? And is that a function of the PIF legislation as far as you're concerned? Because that causes me great concern. If we're putting money into a property improvement fund and we're building new structures, I believe that would belong into a capital assets budget.
Treasurer Littleton.
I agree.
Okay.
The capital asset fund is intact for those purposes. And I would agree. I think that's why Director Johnson said he would be glad to take them off, because I think they're better classified as capital assets. And they're a want for the nation.
Move them to the capital asset fund, then I think they would fit better. Is that
It does answer my question, but I just, you know, what we do here at the table, things, we look at things as a function of the laws that we have. So if we need to put some clarity in the property improvement fund, which I need to review and see if it's there. So basically I'm saying, that's why I think we have quite a few questions here on what we're looking at right now.
I think I can answer it.
Got an answer, and then I've got Walker, Edwards, Stabler.
And I believe that's why this is a draft, why Director Johnson said this is a draft, because those are things that our office has not been able to look through and discuss at this time. That's why it's not been signed.
Director Johnson.
I'd like to apologize to the committee. I've been out quite a bit here lately, taking care of my parents, and I haven't had the chance to go over all this stuff. So, you know, it's not the first time I'm seeing this, but this isn't, you know, I didn't have a final look at this information, and Congresswoman Whitehorn and the treasurer are absolutely right. Those are capital assets. The social services deal I killed 2 months ago. So, you know, I haven't had a chance to go over all of this one last time, but that's my fault.
Congresswoman Whitehorn, for a very quick follow-up, and I've got Walker, Edwards, Stabler.
I'm going to go. I have one more huge question, so it's going to go down a different trail. So
okay.
I'll yield.
Walker.
So I see us getting into the details. That's fine. It's a good discussion. I also, you know, to me, I see the $700,000 as an estimate. I don't really think we need to get down to the penny. I think we need to establish an amount that's reasonable, considering the state of our appropriations and requests and everything like that, and establish an amount that's reasonable for us, that the executive branch can operate, administer this fund, and decide an amount. And it might be $700,000. I don't think it's $1,027,000. I haven't been convinced of that yet, but anyway, I don't really think we need to get down into the details too much and establish an amount like that. I think we need to figure out something that's reasonable and they can administer the fund with.
Edwards, Stabler, Whitehorn.
So I'm in a position to move to postpone this. The Congresswoman, I'll wait till they get through answering these questions, but Congresswoman Whitehorn had a question regarding the source of the grazing filing fee, which we could get an answer to. This budget is a draft. We could get a final budget that reflects the request in the appropriation with the list of projects that are not 100% binding, but certainly give us an idea of what is to be pulled out of that fund for what purpose. And if we could get an updated budget for that in accordance with the law, along with a signed support documentation, then I could be ready to vote on this, but not today.
Congressman Stabler.
I agree. I think this list needs to be revamped. I see things that should be going into capital improvement. And then I also, just one little question while we're on this list, the Civic Center flooring, haven't we replaced that flooring twice already?
There is no flooring, ma'am. There's cement.
Which it started out as cement, then it was tile, and then the tile had to be replaced, and so now we're back to cement. And so what is
so,
the plan?
So when we removed the tile, and if you recall, the tile was a serious trip hazard. I mean, not only did it look horrible, but, you know, some of it was, I don't know, half an inch curled up, and the thought was we're going to have an elder out there that, you know, like my dad who scoots along, and they're going to hit one of those things, and we're going to break a hip, so let's pull it all up. So basically it's just bare cement right now is all that's out there.
Okay.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Okay, and before we postpone this bill, I know that, especially from the treasurer's report today about the $1,030,000 in the commercial property fund, that was in the commercial property fund. That's no longer in a fund anymore. It reverted back to the general treasury when the fund was disestablished October 1. So I'm trying to, this request, the legislation that's been filed is a request out of the general fund of the treasury for FY20 funds. So I'm trying to see how you guys are thinking that this is even related in any way, because in my mind, this is a request against projected revenue for FY20. Am I correct in my observation of that? And as far as I know, this is subject to audit September 30th and retained revenue coming back after the completion of the audit. So I'm trying to draw the correlation how this relates, just to have an understanding before we visit it again.
Director Johnson.
This money was originally in the commercial property fund.
Yes.
Which disappeared August 1.
Yes.
And it went into the general treasury. So essentially, all that we're asking is that it be put back into the fund that it was sort of previously in, only it's under a different name.
That's not what the legislation requests, though. The legislation requests, I believe, let me look at it again. Well, are we carrying it as an appropriation for FY20 funds on our record? So I think we need to get that confusion resolved, and I need to have it resolved in my mind if this is a FY19 Appropriation Act or if it's an FY20 Appropriation Act, because it's in the script right now and unclear.
I would agree, and I can take a stab at that as well.
Okay.
But there's no, the money is there. So it's not part of any revenue projection at this point, and it's really hard to see anybody. So I'm just going to close my eyes.
You got my sunglasses?
Sure. Somebody. this is a little ridiculous.
Get a picture.
They're not on video, though.
It's not part of revenue projection, so I don't know that it should be measured against FY19 or FY20 projected revenue.
It's got to be.
Well,
why isn't it an FY19 appropriation?
Well, maybe this conversation is better had with legislative counsel. I don't know how it needs to be treated.
Well, because we've appropriated money out of FY19 right up until the time we don't do it anymore. And so to me, it's money. It was FY19 money. It didn't get spent. It's available to be reappropriated for the same purpose that it was sitting in the.
It's got to weigh against some fiscal year's projected revenue, and it's got to be clear. It's got to be clear.
Director Johnson.
Yes, sir. And forgive me, I just made the assumption that it was that easy, that it was a fiscal year 19 appropriation, because it existed in 19, it's still 19, and just wanted to appropriate it back, so it doesn't have anything to do with fiscal year 20, and it's a revolving fund, so it has no fiscal year limitations, right?
I think part of my understanding is it's not just from fiscal year 19, which would be the issue of just saying, oh, it's 2019 revenue. Furthermore, it wasn't a revolving fund, and your revolving funds aren't in projected revenue. So I don't know how it needs to be treated, and I'm not saying you're wrong. I don't know how it needs to be treated.
I'm just trying to get some clarity. I'm not saying my view of it's right or wrong, but it's confusing and unclear.
Congresswoman Edwards, and we've got Director Johnson.
What balance do we show in FY19? Available funds for appropriation.
We can get you an answer.
I think we should appropriate on FY19 to this fund.
And that appropriation, unless we designate where that money comes from. Okay. We need to have a clear line of how this is operating instead of just a few people at a table understanding. If somebody were to look and see what we did, it may look like we're over appropriating.
Congresswoman Lemon and Director Johnson.
Director Johnson.
Just for more clarification or muddying the waters, whichever tack you want to take. This is actually money from 16, 17, 18, and 19, so.
Right.
Treasurer Littleton, please use your microphone.
And if you'll look at this, there's zero in appropriated revenue, okay? And it's all other revenue. This is all money that has been collected over these years and not spent. This is a revolving fund. If that bill had not had anything in it about this dissolves on August 1, that money would still be in this fund,
right,
and could be moved. And I, maybe I'm out of line by asking this question, but of your budget request, but did you include this money in your appropriation spreadsheet that you use?
This money that's here? No.
So I think, doesn't that answer that question?
To clarify, we carry it in the legislative request worksheet on all of our documents because we were unclear about where it would come from. So we carry it in fiscal year 2020 as a request right now. But I think that's why Congresswoman Whitehorn is trying to have this conversation. We're not sure that it belongs there. So, Congresswoman Edwards?
Why don't we request a memo from the treasurer that describes the situation, tells us where the money came from, lets him apply his accountant magic and say, this money is in the general fund of the treasury right now. It's available to be appropriated. It's not, and then go through the scenario that it's apparently not part of FY20 projected revenue. Where would it otherwise go? Is it a black hole? Is it black hole money? It's black hole money.
Yes.
It is. But we need to be clear.
I agree. Because somebody else will try to look at this, including me, and go, what is going on here? That's why I think we should ask him for a memo about it.
Congresswoman Lemon. Is the intent to bring that up later today, or we'd like to postpone until we have more information?
More information.
Okay.
I want that explanation.
So we have a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
There was a second.
There's a motion and a second to table.
Postpone.
Okay. The motion was to table.
Not today.
For clarification. Perfect. Chair will entertain a motion to postpone to the call of the chair.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
I have a discussion. Yes. That's okay. It's all right. I'll just discuss after we adjourn here.
None. The motion is passed. ONCA 1986 is postponed to the call of the chair. Thank you, committee. We are done for the day. No need to meet until 4 this evening. I will place ONC 1986 on Thursday's agenda. Grab a hold of an appropriated revenue report and let's start talking. Thursday's agenda is an all-day agenda. We'll have 1977 on the table and decisions will need to be made. So, I'm sorry?
We are meeting at 4 today.
We are not. We are done for the day.
Okay.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Okay.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Opposed? We are adjourned.